Thank you and good afternoon. On Thursday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office booked 30-year-old Anthony Joseph Holberg into county jail after he was found to be in possession of stolen property from a recent burglary. The owner of the stolen property found the items up for sale on Craigslist, and the victim planned with deputies to meet Holberg at a location in Eureka. Upon meeting with Holberg, the victim found the stolen property in his possession, and it was also determined that Holberg had two outstanding warrants in his name. Holberg was booked into county jail on various charges, including grand theft. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority's Community Choice Energy Program has received certification from the State Public Utilities Commission, which is considered to be a key milestone in the implementation of the project. The certification allows the Redwood Coast Energy Authority to move forward with the program, which offers alternatives for electricity to residents and businesses at lower prices and with more renewable energy. Matthew Marshall, the executive director of the RCEA, said in a statement that we are excited to have the state's endorsement. This moves us into a growing set of California counties and cities that are able to offer citizens lower rates, local control over electric service, and the new jobs that come with a growing local renewable energy sector. The frosty temperatures and the hard freeze warning that came with it have dissipated. However, an atmospheric river is expected to roll through the region over the weekend and heading into next week. The first series of storms are expected this evening, with widespread rainfall expected across the north coast. 5 to 10 inches of rain are expected in both Del Norte and Trinity counties, while up to 11 inches of rain could potentially fall in Humboldt County. Mendocino County can expect at least 6 inches of rainfall as well, and the rain could lead to rapid rises in streams, rivers, and creeks. Three storm systems are expected to span from tonight going into next Friday, and motorists are urged to check road conditions before heading out. The weather conditions have caused various responses from the California Highway Patrol. Dan Squire has more.
CHP Public Information Officer Cy May reports that winter weather has had serious impacts on driving conditions on local roads and highways. May reports that since Monday, CHP officers have responded to 18 traffic collisions, including 5 minor to moderate injury collisions, and arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI. They have also assisted dozens of drivers who have run into trouble on weather-impacted roadways.
Thank you, Dan. With the expected rainfall, sand and sandbags will be available for residents in the county. Residents can contact their local public works department or the fire department to get sandbag material. Traffic in Cutton will be affected on Monday morning as County Public Works constructs a new traffic signal at the intersection of Walnut Drive and Fern Street. Shoulder closures and lane closures with one-way controlled traffic will be in effect, as the project is expected to be completed at some time in April. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Department of Health and Human Services has postponed this year's point-in-time homeless count, as it's still looking to recruit more volunteers for their outreach to the homeless community. The PIT count has now been pushed back to the morning of February 28th, and the information acquired during the PIT count is used for grant funding. Residents interested in volunteering can contact officials with the Health and Human Services Department or the Humboldt Housing and Homeless Coalition. This afternoon, officials at St. Joseph's Health announced the addition of adult infectious disease specialist Dr. Igor Albanik, who will join the St. Joseph's Health Medical Group. Albanik has over 27 years of experience in infectious disease and earned his medical degree from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem Hadassah Medical School. John Arianpour, the president of St. Joseph's Health Medical Group, said that Dr. Albanik is a welcome addition to the growing group of high-quality medical practitioners. The Arcata City Council is looking for residents interested in volunteering as a member of the city's new Public Safety Task Force. Members of the task force will serve for a year as they advise the council and city staff on improving public safety in Arcata. The new Public Safety Task Force term will end in December of 2017. And for more information on how to volunteer, you can contact city officials. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.